Yeah, so the hive mind is going crazy trying to connect with me. When you disconnect from the hive mind sends agents. They don't even know they're being used as agents, most of them. They're just controlled by the hive. Something in them, they have to follow you around. It's like just like an AI program. It's so bizarre. The hive mind is here. It's been here. It's always been here. I didn't realize that the Borg has always been here. It's just getting stronger as we approach the end of the age. But the AI hive mind has always been here. Since Genesis 3, Eve dropped herself down into the hive mind. In Genesis 3. That's why the Bible says that the younger women going running from house to house speaking things they ought not. That's part of the hive. That they should be keepers at home. So they're running about house to house speaking things they ought not. That's the hive. Because it's a program running about. It's a demon or daemon in the background running a little program in the background running. You talk about a trip. It is a trip. A demon program running in the background. When you step outside the hive and you look back into it, you're like, even some believers are stuck in it and don't even know it exists, you know. But they're telling us in all the movies, Star Trek, The Borg, Truman Show, most of the other ones, The Matrix, Groundhog Day. You might say, well, where's the hive mind in the groundhog? Everybody's just going about their repeat without even thinking about what's really going on. They're stuck in a repeat and they don't know how to escape it. It's the hive. They don't know what they're trying to. They're trying to figure things out without going to God, because if you try to figure it out without going to God, you're just stuck in another cube, another repeat. Well, I'm going to do this, another repeat. I'm going to do this, another repeat. It's just a repeat, continual repeat. It's just like a computer program. It goes about its circuit on its time loop, and some of them are just faster than the others. Some people have sold out to the devil. Kramer admitted he was a Freemason hive mind. He said, yesterday on one of his videos, he said, I got a skull and bones ring just like everybody else. He said, this company trying to do a hostile takeover, Xerox is trying to do a hostile takeover of, what was that other company? He said, that's not right. He said, I have a skull and bones ring too, but the younger people doing that hostile takeover, they're not thinking right. But he admits he's in the hive with them. He admits he's a part of them. He's trying to rebuke them to stop. In other words, that other company is a growth company, and the Xerox company is trying to take them over and offer the people less money for their shares, but to give them shares in the new company. It's a trip how it's all, they actually end up throwing each other under the bus, and it makes them mad, you know. Because they're all trying to get ahead in the system. And they'll still kill and destroy their own just to get ahead in the system. That's the hive mind for you. The devil don't care about you. The devil don't care about you. The devil don't care about you. Think about what I'm saying. Jew. The elect, God's chosen people. Jewelry. Jewelry. The jewelry of God is the Jew. The called out ones. And so his elect saints, his elect angels, the elect Jesus, the elect are his jewels. So the jewelry in the system is the jewelry. El is an old word for God. God's jewelry are the jewels down here. God's jewelry down here are the Jews, the called out ones. Jewelry. Jewelry. It's a trip. And so the devil's going to attack anybody who's not in the hive with him. Think about it. The devil has to attack you if you're not in his hive mind. This is why when you join the corporate system, you become a spy inside the hive, because you can actually see a fractal of what's going on, not only in one location, but all the locations. They're all playing the same game. You're in the reboot process right now. Saw another Freemason. He does the hand signals, who's a market person. He's doing the hand signals showing he's a Freemason. He said the market's not rebooting because of the market's not resetting because of the coronavirus. It's just got to do it every so often. 1-3 times a year, he said. Because the energy of the flesh has to reboot. Somebody has to be sacrificed. And Kramer hates that, but his own skull and bones people know that some company or somebody has to be sacrificed to keep the system floating. The energy of the flesh is weak. Welcome to the game, the real game. I'll never forget, I hope, by the grace of God, what that Zeph guy said. He said, the reason the narcissist hive mind agent gets mad at you for just showing up in the room is because the devil jumps on them, because you're not a part of the hive. The devil, they have to do what the devil tells them to do, and they get mad at you because they get attacked more. The demons talk to them or something, and they've got to follow suit after the devil's attack on you. So it makes them mad. They blame you for even existing, is what he said. It's a trip.